Circus by Vine McCasland. 1. Sideshow. Her scant skirt spreads above her knees. Her hands lie folded in her lap. She looks ahead and does not shrink to see the mixed crowd nudge and gape, while dirty men with roving eyes press close and whisper, "Look! Tattooed wherever you can see. Say, she's a walking picture book." Madonna, pricked upon her back, complacently she lets them view, and on the calf of one bare leg, Christ crucified, tattooed in blue. 2. Grand Entry. Monsters in trousers baggy and gray, with harness of scarlet and brass, trunk looped to tail in rhythmic array, a frieze on a temple of azure pass. Solemnly round the tan bark track, the breasts of the sulky girl in red, perched on the leading elephant's back, shake to the lurch of his ponderous tread. Then follows a bamboo palanquin, borne by the camel's shambling strength. The fringes slap as jolted within, a tawdry sultana reclines at full length. 40 dull clowns hobble awkwardly by. "Hey, that's my mother," one leers. He points at the charmer and then at his eye and grins through his painted black tears. 3. Ringmaster. Tethered to the canvas top, undulating shadows writhe, snaky flags that seem alive. What an awful way to drop! Look how high it is up there! Shucks! They never get a fall! Who's that man in glossy black, satin knee pants, and the coat red as pepper on his back? He's ringmaster! Hear him bawl! All eyes on the center ring. Attention, please. Attention, all. 4. The Watcher at the Ropes. Stretching her toes until they kiss the dizzy roof on her upward swing, blindfolded Marie makes a spring and faultless curve above the abyss. The man on another frail trapeze, clipping the bar with supple knees, catches her ankles. The nervous crowd closes its eyes or gasps aloud, watching from very far below, hypnotized as to and fro the pendulum swings till they leap apart. A mother's hand goes to her heart. A boy in uniform shouts or drones, "Soda pop, candy, and ice cream cones." Attendants slouch by the ropes and wait. Unseen among them watches fate. His lips move, counting. His deep eyes stare upward at Marie, queen of the air.